Welcome to another special episode of Oversaturated, the podcast, where we discuss music, movies, and pop culture. I am Johnny.
And I'm Ralph.
Welcome to special episode number five.
Number five.
Hey, man, we are out here. It's almost the end of the year.
Yes.
How you feeling, Ralph?
Feeling good, man. We've been consistently putting in a lot of work.
Yes.
When it comes to our podcast, our branding, and everything. Just saying thank you to everybody that's been a supporter of Oversaturated with listening and shout outs, retweets, you know, whatever. You know, we appreciate that. We also have to say thank you to Cleo Jones and James Biko for having us on Rawthentic.
Rawthentic, yeah.
We never really got around to that, but that was a great, great experience. Like, that was so dope.
Man, shout out to them.
Like, yeah, shout out to them for having us on the radio. Giving us an opportunity to talk about our podcast on their platform, which is dope here in the St. Louis area. So right. We appreciate that.
Right. Yeah, that was great. So yeah. Shout out to them. We got a special announcement, man.
Yeah.
But before we get into it, I think we want to do Off the Dome.
Off the Dome. Yeah, just do Off the Dome just to kind of set the tone for this. Let's go, man.
So, you want me to take it first?
Sure.
All right. So, this is random, but I've been thinking a lot about the old BET lately. Like,
yeah.
You know, Uncut, Rap City, The Basement, Caesar's World.
Talk that.
Yeah. So, it's like, and you know, the BET of today has no shows of that sort at all.
Yeah.
I don't even think they play music videos anymore, do they?
Nah.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
So, I guess my question is, if you could bring back one show from the old BET, what show would you bring back?
Honestly, like, you know, my heart is saying Uncut, but that's something different. Because, you know, most rap videos are like that now anyway these
right.
days. So it's not, I don't think it will have that same mystique, but of the old shows, I don't think Rap City, like, I know people would think, you know, 106 apart, but no, Rap City was different.
Yes, it
especially
was.
The Basement, like, that was for us, that was for the culture, and I appreciated Big Tigger and, you know, the Basement freestyles or quote-unquote freestyles, whatever, you know, they went in there with their riddance, okay, cool, but you had people that went in there and they really, really represented, and I loved it.
Yeah, man, yeah. That'll be my answer too, actually. Yeah. Rap City, The Basement. Listen, I lived for those in the booth freestyles.
Yes.
And it took me the longest time to figure out that the booth was actually like a bathroom. Like, there was a toilet in there.
I never seen that.
Yeah. Like, I watch a lot of those freestyles on YouTube, yeah. And noticed that there's like a toilet, a sink, all that kind of stuff in there. So I thought that was dope.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Yeah. So, anybody. If you could bring back one show from the old school BET, what would you bring back?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, me, with my Off the Dome question, Kid and Play are an iconic hip-hop duo.
Facts.
Maybe not, you know, definitely for the music and the movies, right? I just want to pose this question. If you could pick one movie, would it be House Party or would it be Class Act?
Shit, they the same type of movie, honestly. Kinda.
I beg to differ, but I'll let you go first, though. I'll let you speak on it.
If I had to choose, I would say House Party.
Okay. And I don't fault you. You know, I don't fault anybody for saying that.
It's more, I don't know, it's kind of more of a feel-good movie, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just the dance sequences, just all of that. It's just better, I guess.
Yeah, me personally, if you're talking about a movie, I'm taking Class Act. Because Class Act is more of a movie. It has a storyline. It has a premise. Like, House Party was just, you know, them fumbling around until they actually got to the party.
Yeah.
And that's nothing wrong with it because, you know, what came from the movie. But Class Act? Oh, bro. Come on now. Like, you had, you know, iconic names like Duncan Penderhughes and Blade Brown, right? And they switched roles in this high school. And I know you can attest to this because we went to the same high school. We was on the Duncan Penderhughes side. It felt like, you know, we on the quote-unquote new side of the school where the smart kids at. Like, that's where they had us at. And then you go to the rest of the other side of the school, kind of dark. Kind of dark. dark, a little dim. The lights don't work.
Why was the lighting so much worse on the other side of the school? I don't understand that.
But I mean, we could, you know, it's just so much. Like, I love that movie. And then you had Tommy from Martin. His real name is Thomas anyway. But Thomas Michael Ford, he was in there. Who else was in that movie? I can't think, you know, the casting off the top of my head. But man, listen, I just go with Class Act because it's just a better movie. Yeah. Not saying, you know, over, you know, necessarily. Well, no, I am saying over House Party. But let's ask the listeners, like, if you, like, a movie, like, just strictly the movie, take your nostalgia off of it. Yeah, like, right. House Party or Class Act?
Hey. Good question. Good question, man. So, should we get into the announcement?
Straight to the announcement, man.
So, Ralph and I had this idea, you know, because we've gotten so much great feedback this year on the podcast, the different types of topics we've had, and engaging with people on in social media, especially Twitter. Mm-hmm. We decided to
drum roll,
come up with the Oversaturated Awards. Hey. The first annual Oversaturated Awards. I'm excited about this. Yes. I'm so excited about this.
Yes. Like, I want to say it kind of stemmed from definitely from, you know, feedback from everybody and everything like that. But I think that we started with the top, like, we were doing an album review for the first half of the year. Mm-hmm. And this has been a great year for hip hop. Let me just say that. Or music overall, period.
Right.
But I think that it's been so much music throughout the second half of the year. We weren't even trying to do
right
album reviews, especially in the genre of hip hop, for 2017. And it just kind of came to mind, like, as far as, like, certain categories and things like that. I was like, you know what? We might as well just flip this into an award show.
Yeah. Because not even just music. There's so much, like, other content that's come out in 2017. And it's like, it's too much to, like, try to talk about, you know, just individually. So why not just put together awards where we can have nominees and then we can,
yes.
Me and Ralph, we're coming together to choose one winner from each category.
Hey, you know this is going to be tough.
Oh, of course. And of course, we want everybody to chime in. I'm very excited.
But, you know, let's announce these categories, man.
Let's do it.
Okay. Best TV show?
Yes. Category number one. Number two, most disappointing album/artist.
Yeah. Number three, the best rap battle.
Hey.
Yes, you know that's our stuff right
there. Yeah, man. Number four, best viral moment.
Yes, you already should know where we're kind of going with that. Number five, listener's choice, and I want to be very specific on that. Those are episodes that we've looked at our metrics on, mm-hmm. and kind of seen that these are the ones that people have listened to the most. So we picked four episodes like that. And as far as, like, a fifth one, if you, you know, find another episode that you really, really enjoy from us, just kind of, you know, vote on it. And we'll explain, you know, as far as, like, how to vote and things like that at a later point.
Yep. The next one we have is Best Comic Book Movie.
Yes.
The next one, we have Black Girl Magic Award.
Yes. Self-explanatory.
Yeah.
Number eight, we have Song of the Year. Eight. And this is not genre specific.
It's not.
Okay.
And for our last category, we have MVP of 2017.
Yes, MVP. And this can go anywhere. So, we are very excited to, like, you know, roll out how we're going to, you know, with the nominees. And, you know, it's going to be very exciting, people. Trust me. If you listen to our show, you know how this is going to go.
Exactly. And y'all know we can't leave y'all
without
a top five.
Yes.
So we are both individually going to give our top five hip-hop albums of 2017.
The only criteria is it starts in December 2016
yes.
to the end of November 2017.
Right.
That's it. So any album that dropped from those between that time frame can possibly make the top five list.
Yes. That's what's up. So, as far as the listener's choice voting, so we picked the top four listened to episodes from Oversaturated for 2017, And then we also have, I guess a, you can call it a write-in ballot.
Yes.
And to vote on that, you got, so I think we're going to do a Twitter poll, right?
Yeah, we're going to do a Twitter poll. And then, like, if you want to, like, just say that certain episode was your favorite, go to oversatthepod.com and go to the contact us portion. That will get directly to us.
Yes.
And we'll tally the votes that way for the write-in votes.
Yep. And in the, I guess, in the subject heading, subject line, you can put awards 2017 or something like that.
Yes.
Just so we know what it's for.
Exactly.
Yeah, man. So, Oversaturated, the first annual Oversaturated Awards will be dropping on December 14th,
yes,
2017.
Mark your calendars.
Please. This will be the only Oversaturated episode in December of this year.
Yes.
We anticipate it being a long one, so we're leaving you guys with some great content for December.
Yes,
so,
yes.
Man, I'm just really excited for it. I'm just so excited for this.
Yes.
And we'll actually announce the nominees beginning December 1st.
Yes.
So from December 1st through the 9th, I guess.
Yeah, we'll just roll out.
Yeah, roll out the nominees. So. Yeah, man, Oversaturated Awards. Can't wait for you guys to hear. Wait for you guys to hear of our winners. Well, first,
the nominees. Because the nominees is all, bruh. These nominees are going to be a troll. But, hey, you'll get the rationale for why we picked these people, especially on the award show.
Right.
And, obviously, the winners.
Yeah, man. And, I'm ready.
You ready for everything?
I'm ready for everything to get back, man.
Okay.
So yeah, man. First annual Oversaturated Awards dropping December 14th, 2017.
Yeah, man.
Can't wait for you guys to hear.
Exactly.
All right, and we out.
All right,
peace.